We would like to thank Karen and Jacob Levis for sponsoring this morning's lesson. Learn Lilo and Ishmael, Sheikh's beloved parents, Eliyahu ben Abba and Leibas Avram, and Karen's brother Yeshua ben Shimon Dov, and Hashem should have an Aliyah. We are jumping into a new Mishnah. The title for today is Motivation for Learning. We're going to explore what proper versus improper versus ideal motivations that I should have when I learn Torah. So off the top of your head, brainstorm or guess, create some level of hypothesis. What types of motivations would be appropriate to have while learning Torah? Connecting to Hashem. To get reward. Ooh, I don't know about that. But okay, we'll put it there. Okay, to connect to Hashem. It's okay. It's acceptable. Correct. So meaning it could be the motivation, and what we're going to start doing is creating a hierarchy within proper motivations. So far we have for reward, we have for cling to Hashem, we have...
How about learning to know?
Learning to know, okay, for the acquisition of knowledge. Learning to teach, learning because it's a commandment, it's a mitzvah. Anything else? Learning because it improves your personality, makes you a better person. Okay, good. Have we exhausted it? I don't think so. We'll get to some more. What about learning because you love it? You love it. You love learning. So you want to learn because you love it. Is that a... You said to know. To know. Okay, so to know, knowing and loving it is two separate things. One thing somebody has not said that's going to be explicit and important, to learn in order to do, to perform, to do the mitzvahs. Okay, so we have a whole, if somebody was taking notes, we had around 6 or 7 different possibilities here, and we'll see a hierarchy as to whether there is a hierarchy between these motivations. What's ideal, what's less than ideal. What about, those were all possible positive motivations, possibly. What about negative motivations to learn? Rabbi Shaloni, louder. To be better than somebody else, okay. To learn to do tshuva. Are we in positives or negatives? That's probably a positive. To do tshuva, okay. Okay, maybe to do it out of fear. Okay, good. So to do it out of fear, to do it to become better than somebody. To do it to be argumentative. To do it to be superior. Anything else?
If you know it already, you have to do it. Maybe sometimes you say, I don't know, I'm not learning, I don't want
to
do it anymore.
So that's motivation not to learn. So that's a whole other story. We're talking about motivation, a bad motivation to learn. So you are learning, but you have a bad motivation. So either to be argumentative, to be better than somebody, kavod, honor. Okay, so to learn it in order to argue against it. Okay, that sounds very, very not good. Anything else? What about?
Purely as an academic discipline.
Okay, academic discipline, you find it interesting, but you don't care about, maybe you take God out of the picture when you learn. Give me one more. We'll spend more time about this next time we're together. To learn in order to... So is that bad? So maybe, we'll see. Is learning in order to teach bad? How about learning in order to make money, right? What about if you learn in order to make money? Is that proper, improper, etc.? Okay, so we have a whole list of possibilities of negative motivations to learn. We have a whole possibility of a whole list of possibilities for positive motivations to learn. Now with all of that preface, let us delve into the Mishnah and see how the commentators understand it. So source number 1, Perek 4, Mishnah 5, Rabbi Shmuel Beno Omer. We are going to break this Mishnah down into a few components. One will focus on this week, one will focus on next time. I don't think it's going to be next week, but next time we're together. And you'll see how we're going to split it. So Rabbi Shmuel Beno Omer, Halomed Torah al menas lelamed. Somebody who learns in order to teach, maspikin biyado lilmod ulilamed. So if you learn almanas in order to, with the purpose of teaching. So what's your sock, if you will? What's your reward? We give you enough, or God gives you enough, to be able to learn and to teach. Okay, so it seems, is that a positive motivation? I want to learn in order to teach. Positive motivation, and we give you learning and teaching. Okay, next. Halomet almanas lasos. If I learn in order to do, maspikin biyado lilmod ulalamed lishmor balasos. Then what do you get? It's like the grand prize. You get to learn, you get to teach, you get to protect, meaning to keep the mitzvos and to perform them. Okay, so from this point, what's better? The second one. Right? So learning in order to do, presumably, is better than learning in order to teach. Now the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Tzadok, so we have a different person talking, Rabbi Tzadok Omer, Al ta'asem atara lehitzgadel bam. Do not make Torah a crown for yourself in order to become aggrandized by it, in order that people think that you're so great. Velo kardom lachbor bam, bahem, nor a spade with which to dig. Okay, so it shouldn't be that it aggrandizes you, and it shouldn't be that you use it in order to dig. We'll have to see what that's a metaphor for. V'chachaya Hillel Omer. Now we have another quote from Hillel. U'de'ishtamish b'taga chala. If you use the crown of Torah for your own purposes, you will perish. Ha'lamata kolanena midivrei Torah notal chayav mina olam. If somebody gets benefit from Torah, moves his life from this world. Now, we'll delve into this next week, but if you pay careful attention, there's different levels even in the second one, in the second part of the Mishnah. The difference between me being motivated to learn in order to become greater and that everybody worships me, if you will, is different than saying that I kol hanehene, I get enjoyment from it. Right? I can do it for good purposes, but still get enjoyment from it. So we'll have to start to separate those. That we'll analyze next week. So for this week, we're just going to focus on the first segment here, where we have two, perhaps more as we go further and see different versions of this within the Rishonim. But we have two statements. Lomed almanas lelamed is good. Lomed almanas lasos is better. So what's the problem if you just leave it like that? What's the problem in as of now? It is lomed almenas lelamed. So when you read that, did you have what was your general gut reaction? That's a good thing, right? I'm doing it in order to teach, and we all like teachers, and teachers are great, right? But look at Rashi. So Rashi had a problem with this, and he reinterprets it. He actually changes the girsa. I mean, he changes the version that we have to a different version, meaning it says something differently, different according to Rashi. So source number two, Halomed almenas lelamed, I'm learning in order to teach. Rashi interprets that automatically as likroso rebi ulechavdo, that I'm learning not in order to teach to spread Torah, I'm learning in order to be a teacher, meaning to have the honor of being a teacher. So now Rashi's reading into the Mishnah a negative motivation. The way we read it, it's two positive motivations. Rashi's saying it's a negative motivation. I'm learning in order to become a Rebbe, in order to get this honor. Now, what's the problem? What's he going to have to do now? Because if you read it, now it says, right, the Mishnah is saying you get rewarded for this. Meaning if you learn in order to teach, which Rashi understands as being to be honored, but then the Mishnah says you get enough to learn and to teach. Sounds like a good thing. So it doesn't sound like it's not a punishment, it's a reward. So therefore Rashi changes it. What does it say? Hachi garsinan, that hey gimel is hachi garsinan. This is rather what it should say. Ein maspikin biyado lilmod lelamed. You don't get enough time, enough energy, enough. You're not going to succeed. You're not going to be able to learn, and you're not going to be able to teach. So Rashi, if you will, reinterprets or understands our first segment of the Mishnah differently. To be clear, nobody else is going to follow this, and we'll see why in a moment. But Rashi understands that there's two parts to the Mishnah in the first segment. It's one half is this is a bad motivation, and the second half is it's a good motivation. Yeah.
I always thought that the mission should have said to learn, it should be the inverse, to learn and then teach. The only way you can teach it, you have to be, your first motivation is to learn, not the other way around.
Well, maybe. So that's what we're going to sort of try to figure out as we go forward is the motivation, if I'm just starting, what should my motivation be? Should it just be to learn, or should I always have in the back of my mind that my goal is to eventually teach? It's a good question. Now, he has a Nusach Acher, where he says, Gadol, continuing in Rashi, source number 2, Gadol hu me'al menas lilmod, delo hamedrash hu ha'ikr, Elahamaisa. And so Rashi says that we're going to, you know, hold off on that. We're going to see that more explicitly in a future source. So according to Rashi, at least his first version, is that we have a negative motivation and then we have a positive motivation. If you do it to become a Rebbe, to get that honor, bad. If you do it in order to do, if you learn in order to do, then that is positive. Yeah, Barry.
So is Rashi trying to connect to the previous Mishnah about Kibbutz Hashem so that this is a transition that Tzachal,
okay, so it's possible. So you're suggesting that we just came off of the last Mishnah, which is Chilul Hashem. Now Rashi's saying maybe he's motivated. I don't know if that would be enough to motivate it. I mean, because you could, but let me say what you're saying before I just give you an alternative possibility. So Rashi's coming, saying that we're coming off of Chilul Hashem. And we're continuing with that Chilul Hashem. Meaning, we just learned about Chilul Hashem. Here's a bad motivation of Chilul Hashem to learn is if you learn in order to get kavod. You could also say that he can still be coming off of Chilul Hashem and now giving you the whole Mishnah is a counter to Chilul Hashem, which some of the commentators say, I don't know if we'll see it today, but that this is a counterpoint to you just spent all time talking about Chilul Hashem. Learning is the counter to Chilul Hashem. Okay, so now. Rashi is bothered by the word almanat. Explain.
If you know it, lelamed, but don't learn in order to teach. Then it becomes you want to be a rabbi.
Okay, so you're saying that Rashi is motivated by reading it negatively because of the word almanat, meaning that on condition that. So that shouldn't be your condition. You shouldn't start learning on condition that you teach. It's almost like, okay, so that's sort of what Freddie was saying before. I think it's a fair...
Almanat lasot is different because it's...
That's inherent, almanat lasot. Okay.
For myself, not for myself.
I hear. Okay, so let's keep going. Source number 3, Rabbeinu Yonah. So he's going to move away from Rashi. We're going to assume from now going forward, even though we'll quote Rashi to disagree with him a little bit later, we're going to assume moving forward that both elements of almanas lelamed and almanas lasos have positive connotations. And if that's true, that almanas lelamed and almanas lasos has positive connotations, so what now is going to be our question? What are we going to have to understand? Why is it that almanas lasos is better than almanas lelamed? Why is it better to learn with the motivation to do than it is with the motivation to teach? Maybe I can argue the opposite, that it's better to learn with the motivation to teach than it would be to the motivation to do. We're not talking about exclusively that it's one or the other, but which one's better? So let's look at Rabbeinu Yonah. We're going to see a whole bunch of different interpretations here. So Rabbeinu Yonah says as follows. Rabbi Shimon Beno, or just Rabbi Shmuel, depends on the, again, different gears is who's talking here. Let's just go with Rabbi Shmuel. Omer halomed almanas lelamed. So perish. Chas v'shalom, it's the end of the first line. Chas v'shalom she'ein ze medaber belomed almanas lelamed v'lo la'asos. Right? You can't interpret it that the first clause of learning in order to teach means that you're not learning in order to do. I mean, that's okay. Meaning, we don't want to make it so black and white that you're just learning in order to teach, but you're not learning in order to do. Why? Because why would it be bad if we said you're learning in order not to do? Shazah, because in that case, ain maspikin biyado lo lamov lo lamed al amanas lasos iser. Right. So lo lamov. So if that's the case, if you're doing it not to perform, that's bad. We know that's bad. If you haven't conditioned, I'm learning that I don't care about the mitzvahs, I don't care about doing, bad. We don't like you. Right? So we would never say anything positive about you. So it can't be that it means that you're learning in order to teach, but not to do. So then what's the distinction? Ella, almanas lasos iser veheter kimashma'o, loshi yitrach via ayin harbe, ula yimsa iser bedvarim hamutarim, So So he says that, what does it mean that you're learning in order to teach? So he's saying, he's sort of reinterpreting, I don't know where he sees it in the words, but he's saying that learning in order to teach means that you just want surface level. You're just interested in, tell me what the rule is. Don't dig deep. Don't try to find, you know, if it's mutter, it's mutter, don't keep going layer after layer after layer and find other problems or other issues. Don't analyze. Just give me the surface level. So he understands lilmod amanas lilamed as just surface level. Again, why he sees that in the words, I'm not sure, and we'll disagree with him shortly. But then what's lilmod amanas laasos? So now we're on the fourth line of source 3. Valomen amanas laasos, maspikin biado lilmod lilamed laasos. Rotze lomar, shedaito lefalpel belimud, kide laat ladas amitas hadvarim. So when you're doing it in order to do, you're learning in depth. You're analyzing. You're trying to get to the core of what your responsibility is, to know the truth. L'adas amitas hadvarim. V'rotzonoli troach kama yamim v'shanim l'asik davar kantim. You're going to spend days, years, trying to understand one concept. One concept. V'lino gatzma apia emes, and then to follow and do your action, comport your actions according to that truth. Harezeh lamad amanas lasos, that's learning in order to do. Shekol ikr machshavaso ein ki im el hamaisa lios amiti. It's all because I want to know the truth, I want to know what to do, I want to know the depth. Lefichach maspikim biyado lomor lamad lasos shakol b'chlal hamaisa. Then you get everything, right? You win the grand prize, you get enough to learn, to do, to etc. So what he does for us is he says that they're both good things, but there's layers here. Why is it different layers? Because one is you're not really putting that much effort in, and the other is you're putting a lot more effort in. So according to Rabbeinu Yonah, it's about effort, right? How much effort are you putting in to get to the truth? Again, what's the problem? Within the words lamod amanas lalamed, what does it have to do with how deep you're going? How does that have to do with surface versus depth? The words don't really fit so well. So look at the Yaivit source number 4. So he's going to, in the first little section here, he's going to disagree with Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonah, and then he's going to give, he gives two interpretations. We'll focus on one for now and perhaps another one later. So he says here, look in the source number 4, middle of the first line. Ule'inyan ha'perush nidchaku harbe min ha'mefarshim zal. In order to understand this, many mefarshim are nidchaku. What's nidchaku? They, not pushed away, not interested. They gave. Not hishtadlut. I would say worse. And this is, he's saying this is a bad thing. They misinterpreted, but they stretched. They stretched themselves a little bit. And they stretched they tried really hard to get to the. But they're a little bit. It's not. They stretched it. They stretched the truth a little bit. So l'inyan ha'perush nidchaku harbe min ha'mefarshim zal. So I don't like what they did. Ki Rashi zal machak ha'girsa v'gores ein maspikin. So Rashi did like rule number 1. You can't do this. Just because you don't like something, you can't just erase it and change it. Right? Rashi, and he said, no, it doesn't say that. It says something else because I don't like what it says. Now, Rashi presumably would defend himself and say maybe he found a different, he didn't make up the gear, so he found other versions of it. But for the most part, the Yaivitz is saying, you can't just change the wording because you don't like what it says. The huzkak harav zabachah kimin anira shalom et amanas lamed, ein olom et amanas lasos, and he has to reinterpret it that it means when you're learning in order to teach, it means that you're not learning in order to do. And that's why it's a problem. Shim lo kein lama chelkam. Otherwise, why would you split the Mishnah between two different versions? So you have, according to Rashi, its first version is lilmod not to do, and the second one is lilmod to do. And the Yaivit says it's too much to change it. Uma hefra sheish bein zelozeh. V'yadua shalom en amanah shalo la'asos noach lo shenefcha shal yaso apanos. So the Gemara says, if you learn in order not to do, it's better that your fetus would have sort of stopped in its tracks. Basically, that it's better that you wouldn't have been born. Pretty harsh way of formulating it. But we really don't like people who learn in order not to do. That's the main point. Now, so it can't be that's... So he's saying that Rashi's is not really fitting within our framework here. Rabbeinu Yonah Perish Amanas Lalamed Lasos bli diktuk, that amanas lamed is to do at surface level, balomed amanas lasos bediktuk, and to do it, and lasos is do it with depth. V'chozeh inenu shavali. He just backhands it. It doesn't speak to me. You're not fitting in the context. You're not fitting in the words. You're either changing the words or totally reinterpreting the words to mean something different. So now, what are we talking about? So he starts giving an interpretation with the ach, but we'll get to that later. Skip to the next paragraph, in the middle of that next paragraph, first line, where it says v'itachin, after the colon. V'itachin lefarish, kidei shetia mishnah kipshuta, to explain the mishnah on its simple level. Ki afilu lo tia kavanas halomed mitchila, ki im el halimud levad, yisayu min hashamayim lahagia el kavanaso. If somebody just has the intention to learn in order to, just to learn, he doesn't care about doing, he's just learning. Now, does he have negative intention not to do? Not necessarily. He's just learning. He's not doing it in order to do. He's not doing it in order not to do. He's just learning. So he says, that's not great, but it's okay. We have a principle that even if you don't do something with the perfect motivation, do it anyway. Why? Because you might end up doing it for the proper motivation. So we're not talking about negative motivation, bad motivation. We're talking about neutral motivation. And always do things with neutral motivation, because if you do it for neutral motivation, eventually you'll probably do it for positive motivation. Now he makes a general broad statement that this is how the Torah works. If you remember, who said it before, do I have in mind to get reward? So that brings us all the way back to who? Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel?
Antigonus.
Antigonus says, don't work for reward, work not for reward. So what's the problem, if you remember from 2 years ago, with Antigonus' statement, don't do things, when he says don't do things for reward, what's the main problem with that? Just theologically, what's the main problem with saying don't do things for reward? Open up a chumash, and you see all over the place where Hashem promises you reward. So the way he takes care of that, he says, again, read that last sentence, Hashem Yisbarach hilhiv levav hamon ha'am. Hashem excited the masses. How did Hashem excite the masses? Because he says, I'm going to give you a reward. Right? So Hashem uses this tactic in chumash to excite people to do things. Oh, it's not lishma. You're not serving God in order to love Him, to cling to Him, whatever. You're doing it in order to get rain and to get food. Okay, that's how the Torah works. Do it for neutral motivation or ulterior motivation, and then eventually you'll do it, hopefully because you want to do it, because you enjoy doing it.
As parents,
we
do that all the time.
Right, exactly. And there's a whole, and the Rambam talks about the developmental stages of children and incentivizing, when they're young, you give them candies, and then you give them money. And then eventually we hope to, when they're adults, that they do it just because it's the right thing to do, for sure. So Hashem's doing the same thing with us. So basically what he says is that's what we're talking about in the Mishnah. Is that the first level is neutral, that I'm doing it for whatever reason, not good, not bad, and then hopefully, that's not great, but hopefully that'll eventually lead you to do it for positive motivation. And then the second level is that you're doing it already for the proper motivation, and for that you get, again, the bigger reward, ironically, right? If you're not doing it for the reward, you get the bigger reward, lomo lamed, lishmor vilasos. Okay, so that's how the Yavetz understands. Again, we're going to have a numerous interpretation, so if you're taking notes, just bullet point them for now. According to Rashi, it's negative motivation versus positive motivation. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, it's surface level learning versus deep level learning. According to the Yavetz, it's neutral motivation versus positive motivation. Now look at source number 5. Teferis Yisroel. Lomed amanas lalamed. Ein ritzono lomar shalomed rak lalamed velo la'aso. So again, just like we saw before, you can't say that you're doing it in order not to do. I'm learning in order not to do, because that's terrible. We don't like that. It can't be, because then you wouldn't get the reward that the Mishnah guarantees you. Dimkein rasha hu. Barei Chazal Omru, Chazal say, Al zeh chaval al deleis le darta darte ovid, v'amru kol osik v'tor shol shema nasis bo sama maves, v'amai mas pikin. Right, so basically we have statements that say if you do it in order not to do terrible, that can't be what we're talking about. So what are we talking about? Third line. Rak rotze lomar, b'mitzvos she'ein behen maisa be'emunos v'deos, o bedinun she'ein anoagin b'chol adam ki gittin v'chalitzos, o zar she'osek b'dine kachim, o ha'osek b'dine tumah v'taros b'zman hazeh. So Tiferes Yisrael sets up the distinction between learning in order to learn, right, limud amanas, excuse me, to teach, limud amanas lamed versus limud amanas lasos, as both being learning for good reasons, but it depends what you are learning. There are certain segments of Torah that are, at least nowadays, for the most part, practically irrelevant. Right? We learn things, you read Chumash, you learn their Mishnayos, their Gemaras, that we don't do now, whether sacrifices, okay, hopefully we will learn it and then we'll be able to do it, or chalitza, we don't do, you know, or these types of things. We don't really follow some people, whatever. But for the most part, most of us aren't doing these things. So they're, I don't know if you want to call them esoteric or non-practical elements of Talmud Torah. So what the Tiferes Yisrael is saying is that if you learn these impractical parts of Talmud Torah, that's good. You get Lomot Ululamed. If you learn things that are practical, Amanas Lasos, the content of what you're learning will give you Halacha Lamaisa practically, what am I supposed to do? That's much better. Lomot Lamed Lishmar Velasos. Right? So according to Tiferes Yisrael, distinction here isn't about how deep you're going, it's not about even what your motivation is. It's about, are you learning something practical? And the message is, it's better to learn something practical than learning something that's not practical. If you learned everything practical, okay, then go spend some time learning the stuff that's not practical. But our priorities of learning should be learn the stuff that's practical and then learn the stuff that's not practical. So that's how he learns it. If that's the case, again, it's the way you, and what I find fascinating about this Mishnah, depending how you interpret it, it's like the Mishnah is telling you completely different things. Like usually you have a general framework within the Mishnah and they're arguing about details. Here the Mishnah is talking about completely different levels of learning, etc., that they don't actually connect at all. We're just reinterpreting it based on the way, again, we as commentators or they as commentators want to fit in this distinction between two levels of positive learning. Now, one more that I think flips it a lot before we get to the main section that we're going to focus on is the Bar Tanura. So the Bar Tanura says as follows, and this is probably perhaps what most of us intuited from the beginning, although it's fascinating that none of the commentators until this point has said this. Halomed almanas lamed maspikin biyado limor lamed garcinon. So that's our gear, so that's our version. V'hachi perusho, here's what it means. Halomed almanas lios tamid osek b'torah. Ve'ein b'dayto lios gomel chasadim imabrios, kiraba da asak b'torah v'lo asak b'gmilos chasadim. Apa gabdi baile la suke name bignus chasadim, mikomako maspikin biado lilmod ulalamed, vitiamachabaso naases. So level one is talking about what type of person. What type of person? It doesn't matter what I'm learning. It doesn't matter how deep I'm learning. It doesn't even matter what my motivation per se to learn is. But what am I doing in addition to the learning or not doing? What's going to be our variable here that we're changing? Whether or not I am doing chesed. Whether I'm doing acts of kindness. Am I just learning, or am I learning and doing acts of kindness? So level one is I'm just learning. I'm not doing acts of kindness. Now, does that mean I never do acts of kindness? Perhaps not, meaning if you have to do Bikur Cholim or Nicham Avelim, presumably you would do that. You know, there are obligations even for somebody who's sitting and learning all day to do acts of kindness. You stop learning in order to do Achnasas Kala, etc. Right? But that's level one, is that my main motivation or goal is not to go out there and do chesed. So that's okay. That's lilmod ulalame. But what's better Halomed, middle of the third line, Halomed amanas lasos, shirotza la'asok b'tor of lios, gam kein gomel chasadim. Ka Abaye, Abaye is our paradigm now, not Rabbah. Da'asok b'torah ugmilos chasadim. So if that's your goal, is to learn Torah and find a way to balance doing chesed, maspikin b'yado la'hashle machshavaso, then we, God grants you, the success to be able to fulfill your desires, and you get to learn, you get to do, you get to teach, and you get to perform the mitzvos, right? So now the Mishnah, again, nobody suggested this until this point, is talking about what? How much chesed do you do, right? Do I do chesed with my learning or not? What's better, according to this Mishnah, to do chesed? Now, the Abarbanel, who we'll see at some point, if you remember, what does the Abarbanel generally do with the prakim of Perkei Avos? He tries to make a connection between each parak. He says that each parak has its own thesis, and that each Mishnah within the parak is trying to prove or disprove that thesis. So we did that. We did parak 1, we went through the Abarbanel. Parak 2, we went through the Abarbanel. Parak 3, we mentioned it, but didn't really go through it. Parak 4, we haven't even touched it. But the Abarbanel understands the whole thesis of the fourth parak as being this discussion. Do I just learn, or do I learn combined with action? So this Mishnah, according to the Abarbanel, understands it like the Bartanura here, or as the Bartanura understands it, like the Abarbanel, they understand it similarly, that we're talking about a discussion between learning versus learning and doing, and this Mishnah says learning and doing is better than just learning. Okay, so now, anybody want to review? What do we have so far? Number one, Rashi. What are our two different negative versus positive motivations? Number two, Rabbeinu Yonah. Surface learning versus depth learning. Number three, the Yavetz. Neutral versus positive. Number four, Tiferes Yisrael. Right, learning practical things versus impractical things. And number five is learning versus learning and doing. Now, you might ask, if the Mishnah is telling you that if you learn and do, you get to do everything, the learning, the doing, the teaching, etc., so why wouldn't you, I mean, if you have a choice between learning to do versus learning not to do, and the Mishnah is guaranteeing you that if you learn in order to do the chesed, you'll be able to learn to teach, to do, and to perform them, so then it's like, it sounds like a good deal, right? It's like, buy one, get one free. I'll do that, and I'll do the chesed, and you're telling me I'll be able to learn anyway. So I'm not losing anything. It's almost like I'm gaining. So something to think about, but we're not gonna. Well, this gets to the core of how you envision the concept of Talmud Torah. Meaning, is Talmud Torah itself an independent value without connecting it to doing? This is a core question. So there will be some push from some people that learning Torah on its own is the value, that's the goal, regardless of doing. And if anything, you should downplay doing, you should just focus on learning. I think I quoted you a story once that I read in a Sefer biography of somebody, is that somebody got up in a yeshiva that was sitting and learning all day and said, you know, you should get up and go out and do chesed. That's what they had a Rosh Yeshiva come and gave a speech about doing chesed. And then in the book it said that the real Rosh Yeshiva of the place got up the next day and said, don't listen to him. You know, just learn. Don't do chesed. Now, does that Rosh Yeshiva mean you shouldn't be a nice person, you shouldn't behave nicely, you know, you shouldn't again, if an opportunity of chesed comes along, you just ignore it? No, it means, should I be actively pursuing such chesed or not? I think that's really what we're talking about. And the answer is that's the debate, if you will. And this Mishnah seems to be going on the side of actively look to perform acts of chesed. That's your better motivation. But again, just to be clear, the other side of this is not saying never do anything, right? And don't care about performing mitzvahs. For sure, do mitzvahs. I think it's a matter of emphasis and a matter of how much time and energy you're investing into those things in terms of your levels of priority. Okay, so yeah, one more and then we're going
to
keep going.
But isn't it like when you learn something to do it, don't you learn it in a more practical, like it's meant into your brain, okay, this is how I'm going to put this into action, and therefore you learn it better than if you don't have a morning, you can do it?
Yeah, so maybe it might enhance our learning if I make it practical, right? So all teaching schools will tell you that if I frame my lesson plan in terms of a practical...
Or even teaching, yeah. If you know you're going to teach it to somebody else and you can express it in a teaching way, you then are, like, you're getting...
You know it better. Yeah, for sure. So actually, it's a good... Let's flip the page. We'll skip 7 for now. Maybe we'll get back to it. Look at number 8. What hasn't anybody talked about until this point? Right? Except Karen. Right? What has none of these commentators talked about? What's the first phrase? Lilmod amanas lilame. What has nobody mentioned so far? Teaching. Right? Nobody said anything about teaching. Except Rashi, who said if your only motivation is to become a teacher, that's bad. Right? But what about, is there a positive motivation to learn in order to teach? Everybody reinterpreted what lilame meant to mean something else. But what about learning in order to teach? What's the function of learning in order to teach? So the Medrash Shmuel deals with this. Source number 8. Ve'efsher ol defarish. Sh'Rabbi Shmuel b'shtei ha'chalukos lo diber rak ba'obed es Hashem l'shma. Lefi shegimo chalukos. There's 3 elements here. Number 1. Is lomed amenas lilmod. I'm learning in order to learn. That's it. I'm just learning to learn. Lomed amenas lilamed. I'm learning in order to teach, and lo min amanas lasos, I'm learning in order to do. Vishlosh don kavanas l'shamayim. These are all 3 good motivations. These are proper motivations. Amnam, hey madregos du l'mamazu. There's a hierarchy. Which one's better than the other? Ki al lo min amanas lilmod. If I'm just learning to learn, kavanas l'shamayim. Ve'eno monea bar chas v'shalom ra kavanas l'lilmod la'atzmo. Ulishakin. Ki osu asman shetzarach l'os melamed, who wrote a lilmod. Right? So he's learning to learn. So why isn't he teaching? Why does he decide not to teach? He's just learning to learn. Because what happens if you need to teach? For all the teachers out there. It takes up a lot of time. And I have to make lesson plans, and I have to grade papers, and I have to also perhaps then, you know, I'm on this level, and I have to go down to this level, and it's preventing me from learning more. If I was learning by myself, I would learn X, Y, and Z, and because I'm learning, I'm teaching, I can only learn X. I don't have enough time, I don't have enough energy, I don't have enough effort to be able to invest into teaching. Yeah.
Why assume that everyone is capable of teaching?
That's a fair point. That's a fair point. I think I've never. It's an interesting question. I thought about this around 15 years ago when I was under the assumption, like I am now in reading this Mishnah, is that the impression you get from Gemaras, from Chazal, and maybe I'm wrong with this, is that if you learned, you could teach. Meaning, now, practically speaking, it's not true, right? When we look at people, there are plenty of people who can learn who can't teach. But the assumption you get is that, like, once you're learning, you're a teacher. At least the stories you see. Right, but even some people can't teach other. I mean, they have a difficulty articulating. But let's just go with it. That it's a fair question, but let's sidestep it for now. Yeah. Okay, so we'll see that in a second.
I'm just thinking that depends what level you are.
Do you teach? Yeah, different levels, different skills. So we're making a simple assumption as to what we're talking about. So let's keep going for a second. So he wrote a little ki ein liish nichbad menav shel bevada maspikim biado lomos v'chabitz Hashem biado yitzak. So if your goal, and Brad, is really basically what you're saying, is if my goal is to just learn and I'm not teaching either because I don't think that it's going to be effective use of my time or maybe I'm not so good at it, so that's okay. That's okay. Go learn, do it for yourself. But that's one level, and it's not the highest level. Rabbi Shmuel Balash Meinu Sheva Chabez Chalukos Hanish Aros. But there's 2 other levels. Vitzchuv Amar Alomid Amanas Alamid Ki Rotzim Bito Eles Shel Chaveiro. I want to help my friend. And Jake is really what you're saying. He's not saying I'm teaching a class. I'm helping my friend. I'm teaching somebody else. Chavrusa. Vlomid Amanas Alamid Lacherim Lo Tachshov Shezel Lo Yasig Masha Yasig. Right? Harishon. So if I decide, for whatever reasons, I have the capability, I just make the decision, I'm going to be a teacher. So I'm going to have in mind, it's not fair. This guy's sitting and learning, and he can learn all he wants, and I am stuck. I have to make lesson plans and grade tests, right? So it's not fair. So he says, don't think that. Why? Lo tachshov shezelo yasig ma sheyasig harishon asher toreach v'lomed la'atzma. Ki atoreach b'shelo v'zeh b'shel chaveiro. Ki zeh shelomed amanas l'lamed. If I teach in order to, if I learn in order to teach, v'zeh yizkayim b'yado, ki maspikin b'yado l'lomod l'hasig kol ma shetarach ha'echad b'yoso l'lomed la'atzmo, ki Hashem yitein chachma. He says, God's going to take care of you. Don't worry. If you decide to teach, now you, Karen, you were framing it just in terms of a more, you know, scientific approach, if you will, that when I try to teach others, I understand it better. We're saying in the Mishnah is that God's going to give you, make it easier for you. He's going to make the understanding easier for you. You're going to be able to accomplish in the hour that you have to learn versus the 3 hours that guy has to learn, you'll be able to accomplish in that hour. Because God wants you to teach, if you're a good teacher. He wants you to teach others. So therefore, he's going to make it easier for you. It's Ki Hashem Yitein Chachma. God, the Chachma, wisdom, comes from God. V'gam zochel l'lamed acherim, and you'll be able to teach others. And then he keeps going, but we'll stop for now. The point here is that we are talking about teaching according to the Medrash Shmuel. It's learning for your own sake versus learning in order to teach, and then learning in order to do is the next level. But we're not going to read the rest. And the idea here is that learning in order to teach, God takes care of you. God takes care of you. Don't not learn. Don't not teach because you want to learn, because God's going to help you learn better. Now, flip back to seven, and this is going to frame the end of the shir, that we're the last point that we're going to be focusing on. It's going to take us a little bit to develop, but the Derech Haim, the Maharal, starts us off on this quest. What about learning in order to know? I like knowledge. I have what psychologists call need for cognition. I just love ideas. I love things to come to me. I love thinking about things. So the Maharal says as follows. Kvar yisbar lucha ki seder ha-ma'amarim hu kifiyah ha-chamim asher ayu b'zman echad o krovim leos b'zman echad ve'in sarach yoser. So the Maharal starts off by saying, in terms of looking at why is this Mishnah here versus in a different place. So he said this numerous times. The reason why the Mishnahs and Perkei Avos are together, you have one of two options. One option is, these are just people who lived at the same time, so we lump them together. If that's the case, then you don't look for connections between Mishnahs. They're just different people who lived at the same time, so we put them together. The other possibility, as we said, the Abba Barnel focuses on, is that there is a connection and there's a running theme, perhaps. So Maharal starts off by saying, don't make yourself so crazy trying to find a connection. But if you want to make yourself crazy, find a connection, here it is. If you want to say that there's an inherent theoretical, thematic connection between these Mishnayos, and it's not just that the people talking were connected, is what you were referring to before. The previous Mishnah talks about how bad it is to be mechalel Hashem, to desecrate Hashem's name. Now here's the counter to that. You're doing mitzvot, you're learning, etc., in order for the sake of Hashem, for doing it for a good reason. That's the counterpoint to chilul Hashem, which was the last Mishnah. You're having good intentions. It's great. Counter chilul Hashem. Lo mishalama kedei liknos hayedia she'ein zem moresh hu osel Hashem shemayim l'chod Hashem yisbarach. What's the Maharal's bad learning? He doesn't say like Rashi that you're learning in order to get kavod. What's his negative motivation for learning that he doesn't like? Is just for knowledge. That's not good. That's not l'shem shemayim. I just want to know. It's fascinating to me. Ki kol adam. This is another fascinating statement. Ki kol adam rotze lahavin v'leida mibnei shachachma nechsepes lakol. So this I think is a mistake of the elite class. If you will, the academics, if you will, right? Everybody loves to learn, right? So it doesn't mean anything if you're learning because you love to learn, because that everybody does, right? So that's not a good motivation. Now I think there's practically not everybody loves to learn, but why is that? It's a good question. But the Maharal assumes everybody loves to learn. So if you learn because you want to know stuff, it doesn't mean anything. It's irrelevant. The only motivation to be learning at your starting point has to be for the sake of Hashem. Just for you to know and to fulfill that geschmack of learning is not a good motivation. Hold on. Rebbe, now he says, even worse is if you're doing it in order to get the title. Or if you're learning in order to teach, not because you want to be a Rebbe, because you just want to teach, or in order to do. I'm doing it for the sake of heaven, not just to know. That's good, and that's why you get the reward. So the Maharal introduces this concept of learning in order to know. Flip back and go to source number 9. Hold your questions for hold questions for a minute. Let's see the rest of this, and then we'll reflect. So source number 9 is the Yavetz. Remember, we did the Yavetz before. We did a first paragraph in the Yavetz where he argues with Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonah. We did the last paragraph in the Yavetz where he gives his explanation based on the pshat. And now we're doing the middle paragraph, which is the paragraph in front of you, where he gives another explanation. Ah, second word on the line. Hanira, kishneim tzadikim gemurim. Right, both of these segments of the Mishnah, Almanas Lamed, Almanas Lasos, are both great people. Elosha Efer Hayat Chilas Limudo El Halimud Measher Gavra Nafsho Becheshe Katora Behikir Godel Ma'alasa. The first guy, remember, the first guy is going to be on the lower part of the hierarchy, is doing it because, how would you translate this? Gavra Nafsho Becheshe Katora Behikir Godel Ma'alasa. He loves to learn. And once he learns, okay, I learned it, I'll do it. And there, again, one level of the hierarchy is that you get reward, but it's not the best motivation. What's the best motivation? What's the best motivation? Not because you like it, not because you love it. It's in order to, it's because God wants me to do it. It's a command. And I'm fulfilling that command. The Iluaya Omer lo chafor chol ayom v'asa ritzon yotzrecha hayaoseh. It's not about learning. It's about doing what God tells you to do. So what if God told you to dig a pit for the entire day? I'd love to do it. Obedience. Following God's will. It's not about learning, it's about doing what God wants you to do. Happens to be, God tells you to learn Torah, so you learn Torah. But if he told you to dig a pit, you dig a pit. And that's how he interprets what asiya means to do because you're commanded, to perform, to do God's will. That's what the essence of this mission is talking about. Okay, so number one level is learning because you like it. And he says it's not bad to learn because you like it. It's not just because I like it. I like it and I'll do it, sure. But the better motivation is to do it because you're commanded to. Look at the Abar Benel source number 10. Hine, im kein, Rabbi Yishma b'mishnah seinu lo zachar b'shtei achalukas esher asa kiim b'lomet ha-Torah l'shma. So he says, like everybody past Rashi, that both levels are good levels. You're doing it for the sake of heaven. Bein shi'asa ha-Talmud ikar ha-Maisa ikar. But as we've alluded to through the one of the previous, through the Bartanur, I told you Bartanur and the Bar Benel say the same thing, is that the discussion here is whether or not learning is essential or doing is more essential. Right? So do I learn just for the sake of learning or do I learn in order to do? They're both great, but which one's better? So v'yesh min sheni mitalmud Torah asher zachru sham b'meseches psachim. There's another concept, another category, v'she'en olishma himotachlis ha'oneg v'akavos. What if I'm learning in order to get honor? We said bad. What about because I love it? Because I enjoy it. I love learning because of the oneg. So is that good or bad? Umilvad eila yesh min shlishi me'alomet Torah k'dei l'kanter u'lizgader she'eno l'shma ve'eno lo l'shma. V'al himechavenas l'divrei aveira. Then there's another level before we discuss oneg. There's a worse level. What's the worst level possible? Not to become a Rebbe. That's not great. Not to get oneg. That's not great. But what's the worst level possible? To argue, to fight. Maybe apikoros, but maybe just because I'm argumentative, right? And I want to prove you wrong. That's an avera. That's not just neutral, that's avera. The chen kas of ran behind zachim. Better you're never born. So what Barbanel does is he creates the very negative level, which is to fight, the very great level of doing in order to perform, a good level of doing in order to learning in order to just learn, and then there's this middle category here, where it's like not good, but not terrible. And included in that is to get kavod, and included in that is oneg, pleasure. So now, is this accurate? Do we agree with the Abarbanel that if I'm learning because I love learning, that's bad? Abarbanel seems to be saying it's bad. There's a very famous Egletal, source number 11. We've never quoted them before, so I'll give you a brief biographical snippet. Born 1838 to 1910, Rav Avraham Bornstein, was the Sukhachever Rebbe from the Hasidic dynasty of Sukhachever. He's also known as the Avnei Nezer, based on a Sfarim that he's right. He's known as the Avnei Nezer in the Egletal. The Egletal is a sefer on Hilchos Shabbos. It's a complicated Talmudic analysis of the Lama Tess Malachos. So this is in his introduction to the Egletal. He decides to address this question. For those who are familiar, the Shemi Shmuel on the Torah, that's his son. So the Egletal is the Shemi Shmuel's father. So this is what he says. It's a very famous introduction in this comment. So midei divrei zachor eskor masha shamati tzas bnei adam toin miderach haseichel beinyan limud Torah hakadosha. I decided to go on a tangent for a second and address what I've heard a few people say, not just say, mistakenly say, about the concept of learning Torah. If I'm learning and I enjoy it, it's not really lishma. Your enjoyment is taking away from the proper motivation. You shouldn't have any enjoyment in this mitzvah. No enjoyment. Stop enjoying yourself. Kimo imaya lomar bepshitus she'ein lo ma'alimud shum tainug v'urat l'shem mitzvah. I don't want any pleasure from this, no enjoyment. I'm just doing it because it's a mitzvah and because God commanded me to. It's a command. That's why I'm doing it. You feel good about it, you get pleasure, that's ridiculous. He says that's a mistake. This approach that's saying that tanug, enjoyment, diminishes your Talmud Torah is a bad mistake. That is the essence of Torah. To enjoy and to have a good time. And then it gets into your kishkas. And when you enjoy it, there's a deep psychological truth. When I enjoy something, I'm going to want to do it. It's going to keep me motivated. Vayim Perish Rashi. And he quotes the Zohar HaKadosh, etc., etc., etc. So he comes out very strongly to say that learning with enjoyment doesn't diminish, it enhances. It's part of the mitzvah. Never feel bad that you're enjoying what you're learning. Enjoy it, and enjoy that you're enjoying it. Right? So I think at the core, but to be clear, the Abarbanel doesn't say that. Right? The Abarbanel... I don't know, I doubt he's quoting the Abarbanel directly when he says the Toim, but the Abarbanel seems to indicate that learning because you enjoy it is not so great. It's not a very high level. Learning, just like, it's like learning for Kavod, right? The reason why we learn, and go back to the Yavits, the reason you learn according to this second approach is because you're commanded to. Forget about enjoyment. But the Sukhachever Rebbe says, no, enjoy it, and enjoy that you're enjoying it. It's good to enjoy learning. He's a chassid, right? So I think he would say you should do it because you enjoy it, right? Be motivated, right? So the Abarbanel, I don't know if the Abarbanel would go so strongly to say you shouldn't enjoy it. right? But he does seem to be saying that if that's part of your motivation, that's not ideal. Yeah, Steve.
I think, Rabbi, it differs also based on the audience and the setting. Like, if one of them is saying, listen, don't go to the new school or to NYU and sit in a little discussion about this problem, like it's an old text. But if you're coming to shul and you're saying, I'm going to listen to Rabbi Shimon because these texts are important, they matter to me as a Jew, and that's why I'm learning it, then that's one ingredient of saying that's the correct kind of shul, not just holding it as an abstract exercise, but it's part of your heritage. And in addition to that, when a bar announces that you don't enjoy it, you can enjoy the feeling of not enjoyment. You can say, I'm telling you this because I know I should want to do, and I know I'm going to get through the hard part, but that's still a form of enjoyment because the bar announces creating a higher ideal of how to tell it.
So I think at the core you can say that they're not exactly arguing, but I still the emphasis is definitely different at the very least. Okay, one more and then we're gonna call it a day. Two more. Fair. I mean, again, if you're learning it just as an academic discipline, that's going to be a problem. And truth is, the Ran says that the reason why the Beis HaMikdash, second Beis HaMikdash, was destroyed, the Gemara says one of the reasons is because Shlo Birchu B'Torah Tchila. They didn't make Birchas HaTorah first. So the Ran asks, they were in the time of second Beis HaMikdash, they were Tamid HaChacham, they were learning Torah. What was the problem? So he says, what is it indicative they didn't make Birchas HaTorah? It means that they didn't learn Torah for the sake of God, for the sake of, they learned it because it was interesting. They learned it because it was something that was better than playing video games on their phones. So that's not the ideal. The ideal is to connect. The ideal is to even as a command. All right, so let's call it a day. Do you want to do one more recap, or you think we're good with the recap? What? We're good. We're over recapped. Okay, so you saw a bunch of different opinions, whatever, whoever's counting. We've got like 7 or 8 different ways of interpreting the Mishnah. When we come back next week, there will be no shir. Next week will be no shir. I think in 2 weeks there will be, but keep your eyes out in the bulletin just in case there's not. So at the very least, in 2 or 3 weeks, we'll continue with the second half of the Mishnah, which definitely talks about improper motivations to have while learning, and we'll analyze that in more depth.